It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. They are the size of dinner plates, poker chips, catcher's mitts stacked up in the sun. You see them on hot summer evenings crossing the road, or bobbing in a pond just under the water's surface, their heads like big toes pushed into the sky. They are toy tanks, the original mobile homes, frowning Buddhas on the extended arms of logs. This afternoon, half a dozen adult painted turtles sun themselves on a log at the Lee Metcalf Wildlife Refuge in Stevensville, their markings striking in the slanting sun, crazy yellow lines that run across their faces, down their outstretched necks and over their arms. They face away from me, legs drawn up out of the water and tails tucked in behind them. They balance there like saucers, green as Greek olives. Western painted turtles are the most widespread turtles in North America. They can live up to 30 years. Omnivorous, they have a fixed tongue which they cannot extend and makes swallowing on land difficult. Therefore, food must be obtained and eaten in the water. Their diet consists of fish, aquatic insects, tadpoles, frogs, and snails. They also consume carrion and will browse on different forms of aquatic vegetation. They can dive up to 6 feet, stay down for an hour, and because they have no external ears, they rely on their shells to conduct low-frequency sounds to their inner ear. Cold-blooded, you can see them lounge. Perfect sunbathers. Females lay their eggs in the hot summer months, burying them in the unvegetated, south-facing soils that are dry, light in texture, and free of roots or large stones. Gathering along the water's edge at dusk, they scan for predators, and when the coast is clear, scoop out a small depression with their front claws, then dig a flask-shaped hole about 12 centimeters with their strong hind feet, periodically wetting the soil with urine. The eggs are deposited one at a time, 6 to 18 leathery white orbs, each one carefully positioned toward the back of the cavity. When finished, hours later, the female pushes the excavated soil back into the hole, moistens it with more urine, and packs it down by raising and dropping her shell on the nest surface. Incubation takes 70 to 80 days, after which the hatchlings tear open the thin eggshells like birds do, using a sharp projection on the upper beak called the egg tooth. Most stay in the nest until May or June of the following year, despite winter nest temperatures that can reach to minus 25 degrees Fahrenheit. Survival depends on the ability to create an antifreeze-like substance in their blood, but also by allowing half of their internal body water to freeze, to no ill effect. Site selection itself, however, will have a profound effect on the young, gender being determined by the temperature of the nest, male offspring from cooler nests, and females from deeper, warmer ones. Today I did not see any young, but moving closer the turtles see me. In a clumsy flurry they move more quickly than I would have imagined, scrambling off their log and tipping to splash upside down in the water. But even as each one hits the water it is righting itself, twisting as skillfully as a cat in midair. Then they are gone. I stay watching, preternaturally transfixed by the sudden ballet. After many minutes, I see one again, breaststroking lazily, stubby forearms jutted out from its side. And here, as everywhere, among peril and beauty, it is rising slowly, like a good idea in a stilled and calm mind. This is Charles Finn for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out more about upcoming events and programs at the Nature Center, call 327-0405 or check out our website at www.montananaturalist.org.